speak, all of our Eruvin that we make all over the world, those who make Eruvin, are based on the Maharam Rutenberg, quoted by the Mordechai in Perek Hador. That's the last Maramoka in the section number number one. Mordechai Perek Hador Simin Tov Kuf Tes. The Maharam Rutenberg says, based on the Shtikal Torah, that Tesis was Mechadish. They really don't have a raya from the Gemara. Tesis is Mechadish. That whenever the Maharam understands Tesis as having said, whenever the problem of Hoitzor is only Midirabbanon, that you don't have to worry about Osu Rabbim and Mevatle Mechitzta. Whenever the problem of Hoitzor is Deraisa, then it poses a problem, Osu Rabbim and Mevatle Mechitzta. If the traffic goes through the Mechitzas, so then it breaks down the Mechitzas. So in order to make an Erev, you have to first be able to declare that the issue of Hoitzor in this location is only the Rabbanon, you're just dealing with the Carmelis, so therefore you don't have to worry about the fact that the Erev doesn't prevent the flow of traffic. So how do you declare that an area is not Rishus HaRabim Daraisa? So there are various conditions that are necessary. So the Shishim Ribo was one of the big issues that was debated in the days of the Rishon. So another, we went through some of the conditions last week. So another condition we didn't mention last week was the Gemara says, on Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, towards the bottom of the Daf, that the location has to be owned by the municipality, has to be owned by the government. Let's say you have a place where you have Shishim Ribo, but it's privately owned, like in the middle of Manhattan, you have Rockefeller Plaza. It's owned by the Rockefeller Foundation, it's not owned by the government. I think after once a year or something, they block it off in order to retain their ownership, but they shouldn't lose their bailus on it. So the Halacha says, the Gemara seems to say the Pharisee, that if it's privately owned, it's not Shel Rabim, then it's not, it doesn't have the status of Rishus HaRabim. It doesn't mean that if it's privately owned, it becomes a Rishus HaYachid. It doesn't make it. In order to become a Rishus HaYachid, we'll get to that, you have to have Mechitzas. One of the conditions in order to be considered a Rishus HaRabim is that it should belong to the Rabbim. It should be Shel Rabbim. Then the Gemara has another din on the Afkav Beis HaMadaf. The Gemara makes a statement. Yushalayim, it's not for the fact that Mole Dal Sasehan and Olas Balayla, the Zman Baisheni. If there were walls all around, but there were open gates. So if not for the fact that they used to lock the gates every night, it would have been a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. Now that they locked the gates every night and there was no flow of traffic, so it was no longer a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. Exactly what does that mean? Because they locked the gates at night, therefore at night when the gates were locked, there was no Biku HaRabim, so at night time it wasn't a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. But in the daytime it was, and he's saying no. Because you didn't have Bikua HaRabim, free flow of traffic, 24 hours a day, so even in the daytime it didn't have a din of Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. So this is a machlokes quoted by the Meiri. He quotes a machlokes between Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat and somebody else. There are two Meiris on Erevin. There's the Chidushi HaMeiri and the Beis HaBchira. So in the Beis HaBchira he never quotes anybody by name, he gives everybody a description. G'dolei HaMechabrim, G'dolei HaRabbanim, G'dolei HaMasigim, and so on. And the Kedush Hanuri, he quotes people by name. He quotes people as the Machlek is between Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat, who's a Pshashtikal, an unknown figure. The Ravid was the one who asked the Shaila of Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat, which mitzvahs you say a bracha, which mitzvahs you don't say a bracha, when they say al, when they say le. And the famous tshuva in the beginning of the Sefer Abu Dram, that goes for 10 pages, was written by this Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat. So if the Ravid asked the Mashal, it must have been somebody big. And the Miri quotes him from time to time. Somebody should write a dissertation on this. Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat. Anyway, so side point. So the Miri quotes this machlokes. We are mekel on that. We assume that not only does the location not have a din Rishus HaRabim Daraisa balayla when the gates are locked, because it's locked at night, it doesn't even have a din Rishus HaRabim Daraisa in the daytime. How often do you have to lock the gates? Within every day, you have to lock the gates all night long. So the poskim ha-meikel, even if they don't lock the gates every night, as long as they lock the gates once a year. Okay. What if the gates are never locked? What if the gates are always open? Mamish, there are gates, but they're always open. What if you have a delos ha-ru'uya lino? The gate is attached to the doorpost, but it's never closed. All year long it's left open. That's called delos ha-ru'uya lino. Does that have any halachic status? So the Gemara in the earlier in Erevin, on Davav, the Gemara, in the context of a totally different issue, the Gemara says that there are certain times when you have a Rishus HaYochid bordering on a Rishus HaRabim and there's a heavy traffic going through, the Minigaylam is that everybody will, let's say, I don't know, there's a Gimbals downtown, and has so many big doors that people, as a kapandari, as a shortcut, they walk through gimbals. Everybody's walking through over there. The inside gimbals is the Rishon Sayyaf. It has walls around it. In the middle of the street, you say the Rishon Saram Deraisa. But since it's mamish, everybody's going through, there's such a heavy traffic going through the Rishon Sayachid, so there's a concern, we shouldn't allow people to carry in the Rishon Sayachid, because they can walk out onto the Rishon Saram, everybody's going in, going out, with heavy traffic. So the Gemara says that sometimes there's a chumrah midirabon on a braisa, on davok, sometimes there's a chumrah midirabon, and that it's not enough if you have, let's say, a Tzuris HaPesach, which halachically is considered a mechitza, you need a delis. You have to have a door, even though there's heavy traffic going in and going out, but at least there's a door, so that's a hecker that'll prevent people from carrying out. The people who are carrying, what are they doing in gimbals on Shabbos, I don't know. But that'll prevent the people from carrying outside of the shop. So the Gemara has a shaila. In this chumra midrabbanan, that you need a dela sometimes to serve as a hecker, that they shouldn't forget, do you need that the dela should really be closed? What if I have a dela attached to the doorpost? It's a delos haru'uyalino. If I want to, I can close the door, as opposed sometimes. See, this door is open. If you want, you pull away the chair, the door is going to close. Sometimes you have a delos ain't a ru'uyalino. The delos is here for 30 years, and we have earth, sand, dust has accumulated, and you can't even close the door if you try. If you want to close the door, you have to take a shovel and remove all of the dust that's been accumulating the last century over here. So that's a delos ain't a ru'uyalino. So the Gemara has, what if you have a delos haru'uyalino? Does that satisfy this chumra midirabbanan? Not the discussion. We come out. The Gemara comes out l'kula. Delos haru'uyalino is satisfactory. So the shaila is satisfactory for what? In the context in the Gemara in the first parak in Erevin Adavov, that's the satisfying issue of the rabbanan of heker. What about with respect to this din? You have the los asehan and all this balayla. If the gates are locked every night. So even in the daytime when the gates are open, it has a din of doesn't have a din of Rishus Sarabim anymore. What if they never really lock the gates at light? It has all day and all night the losses are open. It's a delus haru'uyalino. Does that also take off the din of Rishus Sarabim deraisa? So the Rambam understands that yes, the Rambam holds that it takes off the din Rishus Sarabim deraisa. And the Meiri in Erevin is massing on the Rambam. How did he extrapolate this from the Gemara? The Gemara just says on the Abba Kula with respect to a hecker, when you need a delus, midirabbanan, that you shouldn't forget because of such heavy traffic going in and out, the delus haru'uyalino is sufficient to solve the problem of hecker. But where does the Rambam get this idea that the delus haru'uyalino removes the status of Rishus Sarabim deraisa? So we make it like the Rambam. Achlek is the Miri in the Rambam, so we make it like the Rambam. Then the Chasam Sofer went a giant step past what the Rambam said. He said that according to the... He claims that this is pshat in the Rambam. So he says when the Rambam said that a delus haru'uyalino is also good on the level of the Raisa, good for what? So we learn it's good, it removes the din of Rishus Sarabim deraisa, but it doesn't give the area inside a halacha of Rishus HaYochid. Unless you have, let's say, over here. Even when the delos is open, dalmihaka the whole delos, you don't need the door. You have a frame of the door. The frame is a Tzuris HaPesach, which we assume serves as a Mechitza Min HaTorah. But you don't, not every delos has a Tzuris HaPesach. If you look across the street by the parking lot, and many parking lots are that, when it, like that, when the delos is open, there is no bar on top. There's no Tzuris HaPesach on top. So what if you have, it's a common shaila, and almost every Arab has this. In an Erev, you only put up Tzuris HaPesach's poles and wires and so on if it's necessary. Whenever you have walls and whenever you have fences, so you don't waste time putting up a Tzuris HaPesach. The poles can fall down. The fences are not going to fall down, so the fences are better. So the Shabbos, what if you have the front of a parking lot, something like this, but it has a delos. It has a delos haru'uyalino, but it doesn't have a Tzuris HaPesach. And all day long, let's say, this delos is open. So do I say, since the delos is haru'uyalino, I consider it as if it's closed. When it's closed, it's taka mechitza, so then it serves as a mechitza to make the area inside into Rishus HaYochid. But when it's open, is there such a din that a delos haru'uyalino is dila kinol and it's considered like a mechitza? So that's how the Chasam Sofer understood this Shita Saramba. The delos haru'uyalino, not only does the Rambam hold knocks off the din of Rishus Sarabim deraisa, because you don't have bikua harabim, it's like locking the gates, Dalsa 7 and all those balailos. So I know for sure that you don't have 24 hours a day bikua harabim. If you have a delos haru'uyalino, so you know that there's a possibility that you may not have bikua harabim 24 hours. They may sometimes decide, it's ru'uyalino, they may decide to lock the gates at any time. So the Chasam Sofer holds, not only does it knock down the din Rishus HaRam Daraisa, it's considered a Mechitza Min HaTorah. And to make the area inside into Rishus HaYochid. The Chasam Sofer in Hungary was considered like Moshe Rabbeinu. So nobody ever disagreed with that Chasam Sofer. So all the Hungarian and all the Galatian and Poskim all followed the Chasam Sofer. And after many years, some of the Polish Gedolim started to wonder, is that really what it says in the Gemara? It doesn't say that in the Gemara at all. Even Naniach, like the Rambam, not like the Niri, did away with the whole Rambam. He says the whole thing is not true. Telos Arielino doesn't exist on the level of Derais. It's only good for the issue of the Rabbanon, for the Heker issue. But even we accept in Shulchan Aruch Ready the Rambam. The Rambam never said that it has the status of a Mechitza. it's not called Bikua HaRabbah, because it's Arielino. So that's what the Chazanish says, that this is non-existent. The Chazanish has a whole section in his Sefer on Hilchas Erevin where he disagrees with different points that the Chasam Sofer writes in different places in his Trubas. Dvarim Hatzrichim Miyun B'Divrei HaChasam Sofer. So this is one of the things that he disagrees fully. He says it's totally wrong, it doesn't exist. And others also were mefakpeked. I mean, Eza and other Gedolim were mefakpeked on this Chiddush of the Chasam Sofer. Comes up very much aloha lamaisa, this issue of Delos Arielino. There's an issue that came up in our generation. I don't know if there's any literature about it in earlier generations. Some of the communities in New Jersey border on Route 4. They have half of the cities on one side of the highway, the other half of the cities on the other side of the highway. So the highway, Alpi Pashtus, is a real issue. Saram Deraisa. Alpi Pashtus. So, does Delos Arielino work on a highway? In Europe, they only used to use Delos Arielino inside the city. The Gemara in Eretz talks, Delos Hashem and Olas Balayla, Yerushalayim is no longer Rishus HaRam Derais. Inside of Yerushalayim is not Rishus HaRam Derais. And the Rambam holds not only Delos Hashem and Olas, if you have Delos Psilchos, but it's a Delos Arielino, it's not stuck in deep offer, so it's Arielino at any time. So that also cancels the status of Rishus HaRam Deraisa. So this cancels the status of Rishus HaRam Deraisa on the streets in the city. What about on highways at also? I thought Alpi Pashtus not, just like the Ramban on the afternoon test that we mentioned last week. And some Achranim say that's what the Magen Avraham meant. Magen Avraham says that Drachma HaHochim merely here have the status of Rishus HaRam Deraisa. So they ask, what is he driving at? They explain what he means to say is that you don't need Shishim Rivo, even though it's Mekubal, that without Shishim Rivo in the city, it's not Rishus HaRam Deraisa. That's on the streets in the city, but on the highways, you don't have to have Shishim Rivo. A highway is a highway. On the streets, we're discussing, do we label the street as a highway? Do you not label the street as a highway? But on the highways, Avad, it's a highway. So one could argue the point and say along the lines of the Ramban, that perhaps the same is true regarding the Ruyos. The losses are real lino. The delos are real lino. Cancels the status of a highway from the streets inside the city. But to say that Route 4 is not a highway anymore because he put a delos are real lino. That's a new chiddush that was just developed 20 years ago when they made the Erev in New Jersey. I would think that that's highly questionable.
What if you put up a delos are real lino, but just legally you can't expose whatever they want?
Right, so that's not real slim. Real slim means that the government does allow you to close. The question is, how often do you have to? How often does the government have to give you permission to close?
The fact that you have to ask permission, isn't that why
is it
different than having to
change shows? Yeah, shvacha maises and achanami. It's a very big cooler. But in Europe, that's what they used to do. They used to lock. They had. A Reuven in cities used to have a Delos Arielino, and he used to close the Delos once a year on Erev Yom Kippur. What do they have to close it on Erev Yom Kippur for? If it's Arielino, it's good the way it is. So the Arminezer has a whole interpretation based on the Gemara by Chalitza. The Gemara says a Chalitza shoe is only acceptable if it's a Na'al, that's Roy Lino. Happens to be the same expression, Roy Lino. It doesn't mean the same thing. Only if the shoe is actually used by people. So the question is, nobody ever uses that shoe. Our shoes are made from horse leather. The chalitza shoe has to be made from leather from a kosher animal. There's got to be a tamshit and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch like that. So nobody, and doesn't have any lining inside. And it's not sewn together with thread, it's sewn together with leather. The whole thing is different. It has straps instead of shoelaces. Those shoes are specially made. They cost a lot of money, specially made. And they make it a large size that can fit anyone who has a large foot, small foot, that fits everybody's foot. So they don't keep on making every time somebody needs chalit. So the bezin makes one sandwich of chalit, and they keep it. Nobody ever uses it. They only use it for chalit. It's in Maria Sakasha. How is it sandwich of chalit? It's good, but it's not royal enough. It's not made to wear. So the Gemara says that since it's the Shliach Bezdin will want, the Shliach Bezdin is the Gabbai, the secretary for the Bezdin. If he'll decide he wants to put on the shoe today, the Rabbanim will not scream at him, they'll let him wear it. So that's called a Nal HaRoyalino. So that's what Abna Nezer says, that basically you don't really have to close the doors in the cities at all. But it's only called Roylino if once in a while you actually close it. But if you never close the doors, then it's not called Roylino. But you have to have the legal rights from the government. You're asking a good time. If you have to ask permission from the government every time. If you have permission in the beginning and they gave you permission to close it once a year, every year, on Erev Yom Kippur, okay? So it's already royal enough. But if each time you have to be mishtadl by the government to ask the tachanunim for the right to close it, so then it's not royal enough. Yeah, then it's not going to be royal enough. So this is the basis of all the Eruvin. We have to first declare that the area that we're interested in carrying in is not a Rishus HaYachid Deraisa because missing one condition or the other, and then you have to make it into a Rishus HaYachid.
Make the difference in terms of these having before Route 4, that many times the passage of the highways, underneath the highways, is kind of removed. Meaning the town is underneath the highway.
Highways above the ground level.
Right. Would that make a difference?
I don't think so. A highway is still a highway. I would think a highway is still a Rishus HaRabim
Deraisa. And then it goes, from Allah's highway goes.
Yeah, at the point where it's above the ground level, so it doesn't Asa the rest of the city. But then, if the highway never is touching, let's say I have an Erev over here. And the whole time, whole area which is enclosed by the Erev, the highway is not bordering on the same ground levels. And then there's no problem. The highway's over there and the city's over here. Look, Korabzel's there. The problem is, if sometimes the highway is touching on the ground level, then the city's going to, even if the city has an Erev around it, but it's Nifrit Slamokam Osolo, you walk straight from the city onto the highway, into the Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. So then you're not allowed to carry even the area that's Mukav, because it opens up into the area that's also to carry. That's the issue of Nifrit Slamokam Osolo.
You get permission once a year,
but
is that
going to
be
time for
the rest of the year? Why is that
considered
really
general? Also a problem. It's also a problem. Abnei Nezer moans and groans about it, and he says that's what they did. That's what they used to be makel on in Europe. Okay, so first step is you got to knock down the area to the level of a Carmelis, and then you can begin to make the Erev. How do you make an Erev? So an Erev, the only way to make something into Rishus HaYochid is by making mechitzas around it.
Yeah. Just to go back 1 second, with the New Jersey example, you make two separate Eruvim on both sides of the
Eruv. Right.
And over the pass between the two, can you make separate? Can you make two separate
Eruvim
and connect it
just
over one over the pass?
Yeah.
Between the two, and then you can walk between both sides.
Right, that's fine. You have a corridor that connects the two. That's fine. Yeah. But the Shilas, if you want to include the highway also, so the highway should lecher birush v'sirav deraisa. So some Rabbanim felt that by putting Blossus Aruyas Linol on the highway, they knocked down the highway to the level of Carmelis. So I'm just being murdered that I don't think it says that in any of the earlier Poskim. That was just invented 20 years ago. And I thought that on a highway, Blossus Aruyas Linol works. The Gemara and all the Rishonim just talk in the city. And we know that the Ramban said there is a difference between the streets and the city. And Drachim Aholchim Yerliyim. So the only way to make a Rishus HaYachid is with mechitz. We discussed a little bit already. I think, do you need three mechitzes or do you need four mechitzes to be considered a Rishus HaYachid Benatar? So bottom line, we paskal halacha that if you have three mechitzes, you're allowed to carry Minatora. Either because the three mechitzes, U-shaped mechitzes, it's already a Rishus HaYachid Minatora, or even if it's only a Carmelis, a Minatora, you're allowed to carry in a Carmelis. The whole need for the tikkun and the Ruach Revius is only Midirabbana. That's why you look in the first Mishnah in Erevin. So the Mishnah talks about a Mavui, an area that's enclosed with three Mechitzes. What Tikkun is necessary Midirabbana on the Ruach Revius? So it's flimsy Tikkunim. because it's only a chumrah midrabbanan. It's not really needed in the Torah, so that's why we'll make alalot. So what constitutes a mechitzah? So the Gemara has in Shabbos Daf Vav Amud Aleph Tanur Rabbanan that there are three different kinds of mechitzah. There's one kind of a mechitzah if you have a wall, like the wall that separates between the classroom and the hallway. You have a mechitzah where there's avar on the inside and avar on the outside. Then there's another kind of a mechitzah if you dig a charitz in the middle of Rishus HaRabim. The floor of the charitz is dalet al dalet tzvachim. That's the minimum size for Rishus HaYachid. Has a minimum of dalet al dalet tzvachim. And then the charitz has the depth of 10 tzvachim tall. So the walls of the charitz all around constitute mechitzas, even though there is no avar on the other side. On the other side of the charitz is all atum, it's all filled in with offer. But on the inside there's avir. So on the inside there's avir, so that's called the mechitzas. Then the third kind of mechitzas is the opposite from a charitz. If you have a tail, b'shus harabim. On top of the tail you have a mound, a pedestal. So you have, on top of the pedestal you have a floor of dalal al dalal tzvachim. And on the sides of the pedestal, you have, you see, this doesn't have sides. This only has the side over here and the side over here. It doesn't have the third and the fourth walls. If this would be in the middle of the street, true, the top is dalet al dalet, and it may be, may not be 10 tefachim tall. It's not 10 tefachim tall. Okay. If this would have been 10 tefachim tall, it also wouldn't be a Rishus HaYachid, because you're missing the mechitza on the third side. But if you would have three mechitzas around it, and on top you would have a dalet al dalet tefachim surface, so a tail b'shus harabim would have the status of b'shus harabim. Where are the mechitzas? So the side of the tail is the mechitza. It's 10 tefachim tall. There's avra on the outside, and the inside is atum. So all three are acceptable. Whether you have a mechitza with avra on both sides, so it's a normal mechitza, or you have a mechitza with avra on the inside and it's atum on the outside, or you have a atum on the inside and the avra is on the outside, that's good. What if you have a charitz? What if you have a charitz? And I filled up the charitz with water. So I don't have avra on the inside, I don't have avra on the outside. The whole thing is atum. So there's no mechitza. So the Gemara makes a distinction on the level of deraisa between and daf kuf and masech shabbat. Amar Abai bar b'shus harabim. The bar b'shus harabim has the dimensions of a rishus hayach and has dalet al dalet on the floor. The area is dalet al dalet, and then the depth is 10 tefachim tall. So the walls of the haritz have the shear of a mechitza, 10 tefachim tall. So the Gemara Abai distinguishes between nila mayim and nila peris. If they filled up the bar with water, then somebody would start walking from the ground level around the bar and then walk on top of the water, so it's going to fall in. So the top of the water is not considered the ground level. The top of the karka mitachas on the bottom of the bar, that's considered the ground level. So minatoiro, the inside of the haritz retains its status as a mishus hayochid, despite the fact that the water is all the way up to the top of the bar. But on the level of the raisa, what happens if you would fill up the bar mila peris, you would fill up the bar with some solid, that if you would walk on top of that, depending on how heavy you are, if you weigh 500 pounds, so the peris will go down a little bit. If you weigh 180 pounds, it will go down a little less. Okay, not going to go down so deep. So then, the place where the people walk, the ground level where people walk, that's considered the ground level. So then you don't have, if mila peris and if people would walk, they wouldn't sink all the way down to the bottom. So then you no longer have a mechitza. So it's no longer a rishus hayach.
Since we're talking about the area which is filled being the rishus hayach, what's it not going to be? So it's a rishus hayach. You can't walk there anyway. What comes in Akhtamina?
Let's say you have a haritz in the middle of the rishus harabim, and I have an apple inside the haritz. I want to pick up the apple and put it just 2 inches away in the Rishus HaRabim. So the Rishus HaRabim itself is a karmelis, or a Rishus HaRabim, one or the other. So what's the status inside the bor? Is the bor a Rishus HaYochid? Or did the bor lose its status of Rishus HaYochid? So if I filled it up with water, it retains the din of Rishus HaYochid min HaTorah. And if I filled it up with peris, it loses its din of Rishus HaYochid min HaTorah. Now the Mishnah Brura claims, we're not going to go into this right now, I don't think we'll discuss it later either. There would have been more chaburis, but we wanted what to discuss. Mishnah Brura claims that it depends, mila peiros Did you fill it up with Teres only temporarily or permanently? How long are you going to leave the Teres there? So he thinks if you filled it up only temporarily with Teres, then maybe Menatorah retains the status of Rishus HaYochid, and it's only a Chumer Midirabbanan that it loses its status of Rishus HaYochid. That's a question whether that's really so. He quotes other sources, the Gemara in Baba Basra in the second Perek. If you have a mason in one room and a kohen wants to be in the next room, and you have a door that closes, but you have a window that's open in the door, and you filled up the window. So if you filled up the window with something which is only going to be there temporarily, you're only going to leave this thing blocking the window for a few minutes, and the kohen wants to go in during those few minutes. But I plan to remove this davar hachoyt. So then the Gemara says that a rokik, if you put some food there, even though the food is not makabel tumah, if it's makabel tumah, it's not choytis b'fnei tumah. Let's say you put some arokik, a cookie or something that's not makabel tumah. It's never hukshel makabel tumah. So then the Gemara says, since it was only put there temporarily, so it's not memayit b'chalom. It still is considered that it has to set tefa. You have to put it there permanently. So the Mishnah Berurah thinks that that din from the Gemara should apply here as well. And if he has a taisis, that a question whether Taisus says like he said, or doesn't say what he said. That's a question. So again, there are three kinds of mechitzas. Yeah.
Just going back to the Zest example, would that be a Tzuras HaPesach or not before
Tzuras? If it would be made like a Tzuras HaPesach, it would be acceptable. Could be. This, I don't think, is a good Tzuras HaPesach. We're going to go through the klolim of Tzuras HaPesach later, so we'll have to judge. Okay, we'll keep it in mind. When we go through the klolim of Tzuras HaPesach, maybe the desk has a din of Tzuras HaPesach.
Also, if it were a solid first time, would that be considered a klolim because the top board of the desk is placed on top, so you can't see the mechitza?
That's also a good point. We've got to talk about that. Maybe this din of tail b'shus harabim, that on top of the tail is the b'shus hayachid. Maybe that's only if the tail goes like this at a right angle. But what if the roof protrudes, like over here? If the roof protrudes, the top of a building is a b'shus hayachid, you have mechitzas around it, but sometimes the roof of the building protrudes over the building. So what's the din? So there's a gemara in the beginning of Kol Gadol. That we are going to talk about. We'll get to that later. Yeah.
Talking about an area with four sides and three walls, what if there are more than four walls or a circular curtain somewhere? What's that offer?
That's a very good question. The Mishnah Berurah says that in order to be allowed to carry, you have to have three mechitzas. So you have to have like this. So what if you only have like this? So he says you're not allowed to carry minat Torah. If you have an L shape there, you're not allowed to carry. He gives you this picture. That's the first Bira Halacha in Shin Samagil. So the Chazon Ish takes the Mishnah Berurah literally. He's not allowed to carry. Question is, why not? What if you would have an area that would be like this? That's like having three mechitzas. The same as having it like this. This is three mechitzas. Why don't you say this has three mechitzas to this extent? So I would have assumed that when the Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed to carry menatar, means in this area. I would have thought that this area you are allowed to carry menatar. But in this area it's considered that it has three mechitzas. This is like you shaped it. The Chazon Ish says, no, the Mishnah Berurah drew the picture and he says, you're not allowed to carry minatar, means the hole enclosed there. So why not? So he develops a whole new science. It's a few years ago, one of the students was a PhD in math, so he said there's a name for this science in math. When you have this picture, you have to guess what's the missing bar. If I tell you there's a bar missing, so where's the missing bar? So should you assume the missing bar is like this? Should be assuming missing bars like this. So the Chazon Ish assumes that if you have 90 degree angle or larger, then you have no right to assume that the missing bar is the hypotenuse. If you say that everything inside is in Shushayot, is there right? He says if it's 90 degrees or bigger, so it's too much, and it's missing too many. If you have three walls, and you say you're missing just one wall, right? That's all. But if you only have two walls, then I say you're missing two walls. You're missing this wall, you're missing this wall. So he says if you would have had an angle that's less than 90 degrees, then he thinks the Mishnah Berurah would agree. that the area enclosed inside the triangle, whatever you would have drawn the hypotenuse, is okay. He's just not so sure about that either. Let's say if you have a triangle like this, if you have the two lines like this, clearly less than 90 degrees, then should you draw the third line like this, or should you draw a third line like this, symmetrical with this? He thinks you have no right to draw a third line like this. This area, for sure, things would not be Rishusei Rabbeinu. He had a discussion whether only this area so has a whole new science, a whole new study. Where is the missing line? Where are you supposed to draw the missing line? So this is the question. If you have a shape that's more than four sides, it is a question. How do you, if you have a circular shape? So I would assume, if you have a semicircle, I would assume that up until the semicircle should be... Gotta check with the Kolonim of the Chazanish about finish it like a circle. Missing two, missing half of what missing half of the picture.
I don't know if you finish it like a circle in the Nunavut or
what do you say?
Maybe you finish it with the Ark in the Nunavut or yeah.
Right. That's the question. If the normal way this figure lends itself to be completed is by only drawing one bar, so then the one bar that's missing is not ma'akib minatir. So then what's inside is still a rishusech minatir. But if you're missing two bars, then it's no good. You have a half of the circle, you say missing the other half of the circle. You say just missing the line that makes it into, the one line that makes it into rishusech. So you got to figure out that these klolim that the Chazanish made he developed a new science just because of the picture that the Bir Halacha gave. The first Bir Halacha and Shin Samar Gimel. So here there's an interesting shaila that comes up very often in many Eruvin. Can you be mitzarif different kinds of mechitzas to make one big Rishus HaYachid? Let's say you have fences. So whenever you have a fence, you have a wall. Let's say I'm going to use the outside wall of the Gottesman Library. Sure. So I'm going to use the wall, then I'm going to use the fence. Then there's no fence. The fence is the walls run out. I'm going to make a Tzuris HaPesach. So you have half walls and half Tzuris HaPesach, that's okay. But then let's say you come to an edge, you come to a cliff, then you're going to use the cliff. So the cliff is a mechit, cliff is a mechitza of tail. We're on top of the cliff. And then the cliff goes down, let's say, the edge of the island. So it's built up. So the edge of the island makes it that we're on top of the cliff, and this is a tail. So that's one kind of mechitza. Then I'm using mechitza with the zavra on both sides. So can you be mitzaref one with the other? So many Eruvin have this combination. You have half this and half that. So the Chacham Tzvi was asked the Shaila. He has a few major tshuvas. There was a period of time that he lived in England. So he was asked about England, other Eruvin that were major cities in Europe. So he was the one who was Megal. He said that you can combine a tail with a charitz, with a mechitza, as long as they're not called Yah. Does he have any rayas? Yeah, he has rayas all over the Mesitta. He brings 10 rayas. The problem is that every single raya that he gives only goes on the Ruach Revi'is. All of his rayas go. If you have three mechitzas that are made the same way, all three are mechitzas, or all three are tail, or all three are charitz. And then the fourth one is a different brand. So it says Beferish, and Mishnayis, and Gemaris, and Ebrayis, that the fourth one is okay. He never really proved the point, what if it's not three in one, where the whole need for the Tikkun and the Ruach Revi'is is only with the Rabban? What if it's two and two? He never really proved the point for many Gemaris. But that's what's accepted, Allah HaLamayis, even though he didn't really prove it.
When you talk about a tail of charitz, how much of a
silver
is alive?
That's a tel hamislakeit. So the Gemara says if you have a mound, an elevation that reaches a height of 10 tefachim, and on top you have dalet al dalet, so if it's mislakeit, if it reaches the height of 10 tefachim within a distance of dalet amas, then it's called a mechitza. If it's more than dalet amas, then it's no good. What does that mean, within a distance of Dalaramis? Dalaramis means that that's the bottom bar, or Dalaramis means that that's the hypotenuse. And that's a machlokes in the Merkevus HaMishnah. Merkevus HaMishnah quotes Psasfarda Shepoisek, somebody, I forgot, Aramoah, and he disagrees with him. think Rav David Aramo has a little skinny sefer on the Rambam that nobody ever reads anymore. Says that all the Marmakams that he has are quoted by everybody else already. He was put out of business already. But once every 20 pages he has something new. So those new things are also quoted by Rabbi Kivagan by the later Poskim. And then once every 50 pages, the whole book is only 75 pages. Because whatever else he doesn't quote, so the Merkavis HaMishnah quotes. So nobody buys this Rabbi David Aram anymore. So the Merkavis HaMishnah has a machlokes on the Rambam with this Meforesh. It's just like, it's not so much of a difference. It's a slight difference. It's the degree of the angle. Is it 23 degrees, 22 degrees, 24 degrees? It's not such a big difference. But it is a shayla halacha l'maaseh. What does it mean? The tail reaches the height of 10 tefachim within a distance of dalaram. The dalaram is a distance on the ground, and the dalaram is a distance this way. So if it takes more than dalaram to reach the height of 10 tefachim, then it's not acceptable. That's the Gemara. So here the... Again, so the Gemara Shabbos Achkuf quotes Abaye that if you have a bore, so the inside of the bore has the dimensions of Rishus HaYochid, the floor has Dalar al Dalar Tzochid, and the walls on all the sides of the Charitz are 10 Tzochim deep. So the inside of the bore has the Din of Rishus HaYochid. Even if you filled it up with water all the way up to the top, the still Menatar retains the Din of Rishus HaYochid. And Medir Rabbanon also retains the Din of Rishus HaYochid. So the Gemara says, Medir Rabbanon there are Chumris, that's the Taisus on Daf Yud Beis. In Erevin, the Rabbanon, a mechitza that's below the water, that doesn't protrude above the water, is a problem. The Gemara says there's a chumra mid the Rabbanon, a mechitza has to protrude at least a tefach above the water. Sometimes that's very relevant. When you're making a mechitza and you're relying on a charitz, that your whole community is right next to the edge of a river, you have a charitz, you have to make sure that you have a tefach of the wall protruding above the water, otherwise even the Rabbanon, it's not a valid mechitz. The Gemara on Daf Chobeis poses a question and then says, well, that's ridiculous. We know it's ridiculous. The Gemara sort of poses a question. Every continent has a continental shelf. At the edge of the continent, you go into the water, so it's like a beach. It goes in gradually. But if you go further, there's going to be a sudden drop that's going to be at least 10 tefachim tall. That's going to go straight down. So if all around every continent there's a continental shelf that goes down 10 tefachim straight, and a mechitza under the water, minatur is a good mechitza, so every continent in the world should be Rishus HaYochid. So it's only mid the Rabbanon, Takana Shloim HaMelech, that you're not allowed to carry on a continent because you didn't make an Erev HaSeris. You didn't rent from the guy. You didn't make a shutzvis and a box of masses. So there's no din of Rishus HaRabim there. I said everything, the whole world is the Rishus HaYachid. How can that be? So you might say, well, that's ridiculous. Let's forget about that. So why do you forget about that? Well, why do you forget about that? So that's a big question. So the taste is there in Erevin. That's not called base on the base, the top of on the base. So the Gemara says that's low bobbetezbon. Why not? So on that Gemara, there is a big machlekes of Rishonim which is quoted by the Mishnah group. So Taisvah says, no, that's no good menatur. And Taisvah doesn't explain, it's a little choppy. So now we have the Taisvah HaRosh. The Taisvah HaRosh elaborates a little more on the Taisvah. It's interesting historically that before the Taisvah HaRosh was available, before they had the manuscript, the Chazanish figured it out. And then they found the Taisvah HaRosh said exactly what the Chazanish said. That Taisus meant to say that if you have a combination of three factors together, that kills the mechitza menatur. Means there is a din midirabonon of karpis. Let's say those who are in Eretz Yisrael on a kibbutz, so on kibbutzim where they plant things, so they can't just make an area around the whole area in order to be allowed to carry. If you have an area where things are planted and they're marked that nobody should walk over there, or you have, let's say, a river, you have an Erev, and there's a big lake or a big river inside the Erev, and no one's going to walk inside the river, so then that kills the whole Erev. So the Halacha says, midrabbanan, it kills it. Min HaTorah, if you have a mechitza around a large area, as large as it is, it's no problem. But midrabbanan, if you have yosem beis asayim, a beis tor is 50 amas by 50 amas. A beis asayim is if you have 50 amas by 100 amas. Thank you very much. A besor is 50 amas by 50 amas, and a besor sign is double, 50 amas by 100 amas. So if you have a besor sign or smaller, even though it's Laihukaf Ladira, nobody lives there, the Mechitza has a din of a Mechitza. But if it's Yaisa Mebeis Asayim, the area that you're enclosing with Mechitza, solid walls, is larger than 50 by 100 Amas, and nobody lives there basically, it's a farm. It's a farm. If you have a house there, someone lives there, and then he uses the whole area, he can walk in the whole area, that's called Hukaf Ladira. But if there's no house of people living there, or even if there is a house, but you planted stuff there, so you're makpid that no one should walk on the planted places, so there you have, on the kibbutzim, on the religious kibbutzim, so what they do is, they make many different eruvin. Each eruv is smaller than Beis HaSayim. Where they get the sheer Beis HaSayim from? From thin air. So the answer is they got it, Chotzer HaMishkon. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, when he made the Mishkon, so Moshe Rabbeinu carried in the Chotzer HaMishkon on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Aaron HaKohen carried on Shabbos and Yom Kippur in the Mishkon. And you're going to tell me, since nobody lives in the Mishkon, the Rabban Shalom lives there, but no human beings live in the Mishkon, some of the Rabban and you're not allowed to carry the Mishkon, is going to come out that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen violated the Yisur Hoitzor. In the Beis HaMikdash, they had a dormitory downstairs. So people lived, they slept downstairs, they ate downstairs, fine. So upstairs is Hukaf Ladira. But in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was like Hukaf Ladira, says it's going to come out. We're going to make a Chumer Midrabban, and we're going to look back in retrospect. Moshe Rabbeinu was over and Isha Midrabban. It's a terrible thing, so that's why they were never going to. And less than a basis time, they were never going to, so it shouldn't look funny. So where did they, this is purely Midrabban. Purely Midrabban. Minatari, even if it's Yosef Midrabban, and it's Lahukaf Ladira, it's a Rishu Sayachid. Midrabbanan, it's still a Rishu Sayachid, but you're not allowed to carry there.
Sure.
So he said, it has the chumras of the karma. So the Pashto says, the whole thing is an invention, Midrabbanan. The whole thing is an invention, Midrabbanan, from thin air. What did they invent it based on? So that's what the Tosfos HaRosh says on this Gemara, Dafcha Beis. He says, no, that's part of the story with the continent. We all know that a continent is a Rishu Sayram Deraisa. The highways on the continent, at least, are Rishu Sayram Deraisa. So the Shaila is, what about the continental shelf? So the answer is, since it's Yosem Ebeis HaSayim Shalohukaf Ladira, plus the boats go over this continental shelf, or the people swim there, whoever goes over there, Ki'ilu, there's nothing there. This Mechitza is below the water, all the way on the bottom, and the boats go on top. So it's Osu Rabbi Mimavatli Mechitza. It's not Osu Rabbi Mimavatli Mechitza. There's also a question whether there is such a din. If you have mechitzas and you have traffic that goes through, so does it kill the mechitzas? So the Rambam seems to hold that it's a din midirabban. On the level of the rice, it doesn't bother me. On the level of the rabbanon, it does bother me. Also, rab ma'atam mechitzna. But over here, if you have the combination of these factors together, it's yosemi beis asayim. Every continent is more than beis asayim. And number two, it's lehukaf ledira. And number three, it's also rabim ma'atam mechitzna. So the combination of all the factors together kills the mechitza minatur. That's why every continent, that's why I don't declare that every continent should be a rishus ayochid minatur. So all these dinam derabbanon of carpet is called the tikkun rabbanon kein deraisa tikkun. They took part of the din deraisa and they were machmer on that part alone. If you have yosin the basis time shaluhukif ledira, so that alone they already were machmer. Minatur, that's only part of the story. And then they took another din, sometimes also Rabbi Vata Mechitza, that alone ruins the Mechitza, according to the Rambam and the Rabban. And the din deraisa, it's only if you have also Rabbi Vata Mechitza together with Yosef Mebeis HaSayim Shalohukas Ledir. That's how the Tosfos HaRosh says, that's how the Chazon Ish assumes that that's Kavanas HaTosfos as well. I don't know, air traffic, that's not really on the ground level. Right, it's a very good question, but there's still a big difference. The purpose of the mechitza is that it should separate this location from the other locations for human beings, for people on the earth, on the globe. So if the way we would travel over here would be by boat, we wouldn't drive a car on the ground level, we'd go by boat, and the mechitzas are so low down, below the level of the water, it doesn't prevent the flow of traffic. So that's why it poses a problem. So this is Shita Satosa, that if you have this combination together, then it ruins the mechitzas on the level of the right. The Ramban over there gives a different answer. Not the combination of these three factors, the Yosef Beis HaSayim, Shalukif Ledira, and also Rabban Mavat Mechitzah, but rather a different word. He says the continents are way too big. You're going to make a mechitza around the whole North America, around the whole United States. that's too big. When you're in the middle of Colorado, you don't feel that you're enclosed anywhere. I'm in a room over here, so I see the wall. Even if it be a gigantic mechitza, you have an Erev around the whole little village somewhere, so you don't see the Erev. Yeah, but you know, the Erev goes till here, the Erev goes there, you have a sense. But if it's so broad, thousands of miles, the whole United States of America is enclosed with an Erev, so the people in the middle don't feel that they're enclosed at all. So the Ramban didn't give any shear. The Ramban doesn't give any shear. How big is too big? That does he really mean you have to be able to see the mechitzas? It doesn't sound like it says you have the sensation that you're in an enclosed area. So Rav Moshe Feinstein is looking for a big shear somewhere in Shas. He's looking for a big shear that may possibly be what the Ramban is driving at. So he dug up a Mishnah in Choris, and the last Perek in Choris, Perek Maisa Behemah, that if the farmer had 10 behemoths born on his farm, then he has a mitzvah of Hafrashas Maisa Behemah. What if he has two farms, one in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, one in the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, 50 miles apart from each other? So, and this farm, he has 9 behemoths born, and that farm, 9 behemoths born. So they're not mitzvah from Yachat. Now we have to bring them all together. So how close do the behemoths have to be that they should be mistak? So if the Mishnah says that when a shepherd is tending to his flock, so he lets them meander away, and he lets them go, even if he can't see them, he's not afraid that they're going to get lost. He'll be able to find them. So the Gemara says, how far would you let the shepherd... However far the shepherd will let the behemoths go, so that's mitztarfim. That's considered one big farm. So if you had 5 behemoths born here, 5 born over there, they would be mitztarfim. So what's that shear? The Gemara gives a shear, tezayin mil. 16 mil is mitztarfim. So it's interesting. Moshe was looking for a shear. So he thought he dug up a Mishnah. It's interesting. The Chayyadim gives that also. The Chayyadim is trying to figure out pshat in the Ramban. So he also writes, he thinks, looking for a big shear somewhere. That should be a reasonable shear that's called too big. So he quotes that Mishnah. Moshe must have seen the Chayyadim. He forgot. He rediscovered the Chayyadim as Marlon. So that's what they suggest. Moshe suggests that maybe since up until 16 mil is reasonable, that you feel that there's a relationship between me and the animal that's 16 mil away. So he thinks that the Ramban shear is 32 mil. Because if you stand in the middle and you're within 16 mil to the wall over here, within 16 mil to the wall over there, so then it's good. But if it's more than 32 mil, so you're not within 16 mil to any one of the mechitzas, then you don't have the sensation that you're within the mokamuka. Okay. Moshe talks about this in the middle of his tshuva. Can you make an Erev on all of Manhattan? So Manhattan is long and narrow. So the shaila is, narrow is not a problem. Everybody has the feeling that there's a mechitz over there, mechitz over here. It's not just a couple of blocks, all Manhattan, but it's very long. So from one end of Manhattan to the other end, maybe that's too long. So Moshe comes up with the shear. He thinks that it's not 16 mil, it's 32 mil. So he said Manhattan is less than 32 mil, so that's okay. That's not a problem. He comes up with other problems, but he says the Ramban is not a problem. The Mishnah Berurah points out that there are two versions of this Ramban. the Poshup shot in the Ramban is that he's only saying a continent doesn't constitute a Rishus Hayachid Min HaTorah. He's talking about Mechitza Hemedes Me'eleho, the natural Mechitzas, namely the continental shelf. But if you'll put up a real wall, you'll put up a wall around all of China, you put up a real wall around all of the United States of America, then perhaps the Ramban will be masking that it is good. Maybe you don't have to have the sensation that you're in a mokamukav. And the Ritva quotes a different version of the Ramban, that even if it's mamshem, mechitza asuya b'dayadam, a real wall, still, if it's yaisami, whatever the shear is, 16 mil, 32 mil, whatever, if it's too big, then it's no good even if it's mechitza asuya b'dayadam. So these are the different shitas that you have to consider. So getting back again. Okay, so then we should be machmer for that ritvo, that it wouldn't be good. You probably won't have such a city. Okay, it's a pretty big city.
According to the sheet, that it's there a lot, that it's only been taken on the Me'elaha, which has such size limitation. Can you put up a nice solid brick wall and find yourself to be
No, I put a wall around the whole. What do you mean, define myself? No, I put a wall around a circle, and I'm in the middle of the circle. I don't have to define myself. I'm in the inside. So getting back again, the Chacham Tzvi was the one who came up with this psak, even though his hoichoches are not so hot at all. But that's what we follow his psak, that you can be mitzaref mechitzis together with charitz, together with tail, even though you don't have three of a kind. You have two of one and two of the other one. So many Eruvin are based on that. You have Riverdale is like that. Many other communities like that. You have half the Eruv is based on charitz, and half of the Eruv is based on mechitzis above the ground level. Tail is mechitzah below the ground level, and mechitzah is above the ground level. You are mitzarif them together. Shaila is, but according to the Tosfos that we just said on the Chobeis, the Tosfos Harosh, that the you cannot use the tail, the edge of the mountain edge, as a mechitza, because it's makif too large an area. It's yosin beis asayim, and the tail was there before the people moved in. So yosin beis asayim shalahukas ledira. So can we use this tail to serve as can we use this edge of the cliff to serve as part of the area? We're not going to use. Natural mechitzas for the whole thing. Part of it is going to be bidei adam, part of it is going to be bidei shamayim. So the pashtus is that it's acceptable. As long as Taisus only said it's no good menatar, if the whole mechitzas are meres me'leo, bidei shamayim, the whole thing is like that. We're just using part of a mechitza that was bidei shamayim. If I would have only used bidei shamayim, it wouldn't have been good. It's yoshin bei sam shaluka ledir. Those walls were there before the Indians came, before there were any human beings here on this part of the globe. But I'm only using part of it, and the rest of it is b'diyadim. So that's not a problem, I'll be pashtus. The Balatanya in the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes that it's no good. That since part of it is b'day shamayim, he says it's only good for the Ruach Revi'is. But to use it for more than the Ruach Revi'is, since if the whole mechitza would have been made b'day shamayim like this, it wouldn't have been acceptable because of this tesis on Daf Chabeis. That part of the mechitza, teignish, that part of the mechitza doesn't have the status of the mechitza. But most don't really accept that opinion of the Balatanya and the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Mishnah Berurah drew this diagram.
Just thinking about the status of mechitza, the status of the base dira, because part of it is still the reconstructing part of the wall, so then the area that's inside would now finally be moved to the Zira after the creation of that.
Right, so the Balatanya has a chiddush. He says, since on the level of the rice of this mechitza couldn't create the status of Rishus HaYachid on the whole area, so this mechitza is puzzled. So you can't even use it for Zira for other mechitzas that are made b'day Adam, unless you're just using it for the Ruach Revi'is.
These 5 years of loss of it being a mechitza Shalom Hashem Zira, and that's the entire area inside?
Yep. A chiddush. And the pashtus is all the other puzzle holes, not so. On the level of their eyes, the mokum is no good. The mokum is lohukaf ledira. So sometimes lohukaf ledira is no good. But not that I say the mechitza is a puzzle of mechitza. How can you have a puzzle of mechitza? The Mishnah Berurah, when he gave this diagram of the L shaped area, he said, this is not a shus ha-yachid ben ha-torah. Chazarish ha-chidish, even this part is also that. So then the Mishnah Berurah raises the question, what if you put a lechi? A lechi appears in the first Mishnah in Eruvin if you have three mechitzas like this. So the need for the speaking on the Ruach Revi'is is only mid the Rabbanon, either because Menatzer is a Carmelist, that's the Rambam Shitom, or because Menatzer is a Rishus HaYachid, like the regular Rishonim. However you slice this Menatzer, you're allowed to carry here. The need for the speaking Ruach Revi'is is only mid the Rabbanon. So the Mishnah says that there are three ways to solve the problem. Either you put, if it's a mavui, either you put a lechi or a korah, or you put a tzuras ha-pesach. Tzuris HaPesach is the best. Tzuris HaPesach means Kana, Mikama, Kana, Mikama, Kana, Gabim. Tzuris HaPesach is good, even if the gap over here, the opening is yes and the Yeseramis, even if it's more than Yeseramis. But if it's Yeseramis or less, if the opening is less than Yeseramis, so that if you have a Mabui, if you're dealing with a Mabui, then you can put a Lehi or a Korah. A Korah means you put a beam across. Let's say here, I have one wall over here, one wall over here, and the rest of the walls over here. I have the three walls like this. So a Korah means I put a beam from on top of this wall to on top of the other wall. The Korah is like this. The Korah has to be within 20 amas to the ground. There should be Heker. Sure. So that's called a Korah. A Korah on the level of the rice is non-existent. It doesn't play a role at all. Korah is an invention with the Rabbah. Shaila is if you put a lechi, it's also good. So a lechi means I have a pole that's 10 tefachim tall. I have this 10 tefachim tall, and I put it either over here or over here, either within 3 tefachim to this wall or within 3 tefachim to this wall. So then if you put a lechi, that's also considered like a mechitza. So the Gemara has a machalikas, Abai v'Rava, this lechi, where did that come from? It also came from out of things. But what's with the lechi? Lechi works on the level of the rice. So lechi is from mechitza. Alachim Mishum HaKerah. Is it only an invention like Korah? Korah is only an invention with the Rabban Mishum HaKerah. Let's say, in the middle of Shabbos, I realized that we have a Mavi with three Mechitzes. I wasn't even thinking, I came late on Erev Shabbos, I didn't give any thought. And then it comes on the middle of Shabbos, I see that there's a Korah on top. Am I allowed to rely on the Korah to carry it? We weren't even thinking about it. The Gemara says, no, you have to have Samachol of Mibod Yom. Because the Korah is only mutter, it's only mutter, it's a tilfum of the Rabban because it makes a heker. So the heker is only valid, the heker is only amatir. If it was samachal and bogim, if you were thinking about it. So the Gemara has a machal. You have to have samachal and bogim. The Gemara says more than that. The Korah, the Pashtus in the Gemara, the Korah is not enough. I come and I see that there's a Korah. And I rely, I say, oh, Erev Shabbos, I say, I'm going to rely on this Korah. So the Gemara seems to say, that's not enough. You have to make the Korah. It has to be Nasa B'deyodim. If you have a Korah, Meris Ne'leo, the Poshup Shat in the Gemara. One never talks about it explicitly, but the simple reading of the Sugya is that wouldn't be valid. You have to make the Korah B'yadayim. It's not enough that Samachol and Bodyom. You have to make the Korah B'yadayim. Why? Because Korah is purely a Dovashal Heker. So if you didn't make it, L'shem Heker, then it's not, it doesn't count as a heker. But a lechi, that's a machloikis abai v'rabba. What's the din of lechi ha'oy med ne'eilor? The Gemara says this, they all agree, you have to have some macholim about yom, because you have to have heker. If you don't have heker, you're not allowed to carry inside, because maybe you get to carry outside. Is that sufficient? If it was some macholim, there's a lechi ha'oy med ne'eilor, and I came there in Erev Shabbos and had a mind to rely on that lechi to carry. Is that sufficient? Or do you say no? That's not enough. You have to have lechi hanasa b'diyadam l'shem heker. The Gemara says this depends on machlekes abai v'rava. Is lechi mishum mechitza? Does it serve as pashup shat? Does it serve as a mechitza min haTorah? Except that midi rabbanon, they said you're not allowed to rely on such a mechitza because it's all nifrat paras meruba loimen. So the only place where they said you can rely on it is if you have a mavui, and it's only on the ruach revius. So they are a kmua deraisa, they left it on a din deraisa, and it has to be samachal of mevod yom. But then since minatar is a mechitza, you don't have to have nasa b'diyodim l'shem. Mechitza nasis me'leho is also good, the Gemara says. Or should I say no? Lechi is an invention with the Rabbanon, purely invented with the Rabbanon, just like Kor is an invention with the Rabbanon. It's a chefza shal heka, it's not a chefza shal mechitza. It's a chefza shal heka, has to be nasa l'shem kach, has to be nasa b'diyodim l'shem kach. So that's a machloikis abai v'rob. That's the Tosfos has a shaila regarding the Yalka Gam, that there were six cases with Paskin like Abai against Rava. So the Lamed is a big machlekes Rashi and Rabbi Natan, whether the Lamed is this Lechi Ha'emid Me'elov, that's what Rashi always writes. Lechi Ha'emid Me'elov, we Paskin like Abai. And the Rabbi Natan says wrong. Lamed is Yemei Leidosa Shenaroy Bem, a topic in Masechus Nido. Totally unrelated topic. So it's a shaila how we Paskin over here. So the Mishnah Brura writes about this. He says, we Paskin that a Lechi is good menatur. Says if you put a little lechi either over here, put a lechi over here, you have a pole, have two walls at a right angle to each other, and you're not allowed to carry minatora, then I put a pole that's standing 10 tefachim tall, that's right over here. I put a pole over here. So minatora is considered with that pole, as if I put in a big chiddush, as if I put a mechitza there. If I have a pole over here, these two walls and a pole over here, a lechi, it's considered as if I have a mechitza here, then minatora, you're allowed to carry in the whole in the whole rectangular shape. A very good Kiddush. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. We pass the Allah. The Lechi works from the Torah. It's just with the Rabbanon, they were machmen not to rely on Lechi, because it's Paritz Meruv Aloyim. They were only Mekel in a Mavui. The Ramah writes that this man is that we don't have any Mavui. Ramah quotes a Trumas Adeshin, that in order to qualify as a Mavui, you have to have an area that's enclosed that has two Chatzeres opening into it. And the two Chatzeres have to have two batons. Each Chatzer is an area that has an enclosure that has a minimum of two batim in. And a Mavui is an area that has two Chatzeres opening up into it. So the Trumas Adeshin says that we don't have a Din Chatzer Bizman Hazeh, so therefore Mimela we can't have a Din Mavui. We don't have a Din Chatzer Bizman Hazeh, he says, because a Chatzer means you have an area that's enclosed and you have two batim there, and the people use the enclosed area to make picnics, sometimes they sleep there outside. So he says, we don't really have that. We just have, when you go shopping and you take your packages home, so you leave the packages in the hallway just for a minute until you unlock your door. And then you take your things in. The people today, the children don't do the homework in the hallway of an apartment building, or they don't have a picnic in the hallway of the apartment building. So he says, since we never use it for private istamshes, so the hallway doesn't have a din of a chotzer. So the mele, since there's no chotzer, so the mele there's no mavi. So if there's no mavi, this whole heter doesn't apply. So that's why the Ramah says that the minig is mizman hazeh, whenever we want to be vatzer tilsel, we never rely on a lechi or a korah, because these kulas only apply in a mavui. We always insist on having a tzuris ha-pesach. Okay, maybe we will stop here. Next time we will discuss a topic. Let me just describe the topic. If you have a tail b'shus arabim, so you have the mechitzas really are from the ground level below. You have a lower ground level, then you have a wall that goes up, and we're on the upper level. So the mechitzas is really from the ground level below. So what's taka the din? Ramosha Feinstein has a tshuva. What's taka the din? You have the subway system in New York, so you have mechitzas below the ground level. So are you allowed to carry directly above the rishus hayachid? Below is the rishus hayachid. A lot of carry in the middle of Manhattan and the area that's directly above, you say Mechitza Saroyla Adla Rakia. You say good Asik Mechitza. Once you have Mechitza, Mechitza Saroyla Adla Rakia. So you say you're allowed to carry in the area and the streets in Manhattan directly above the subway system? Or is there some reason why maybe Mechitza below the ground level is not acceptable? What's the story with Mechitza on two ground levels? That's what we're going to start with next week. That's fine. What is the next Kabul? Point to the calendar. I thought it may be an answer.